Hi, this is Gary Washburn, pastor of Grace Tabernacle. Thank you for tuning to our podcast today. Our hope is that this message inspires you and builds your faith. For more information about Grace Tabernacle and our ministries, please go to gracetab.org and like us on Facebook. Now, may the message feed your soul. Everybody, it's Wednesday, January 6th. I'm coming to you from my home live and this Wednesday night, and I want to talk to you about a word that I believe God spoke to my heart for this year, possibly the theme for this year, at least I know for me, but I also believe it's for you as well. And that word actually comes out of the book of James. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But I want you to realize that what I'm about to share with you is a very, very vital part of your next step in God, your growth and your level to where God will take and use your life to influence others. And that's what we all want. We want God to take our lives and make a difference in this world. That's just a drive that God put in us. And so this word comes out of the book of James. And James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, you know it well. It goes on to say, "Count it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. But let patience have her perfecting work in you, that you may be perfect or mature, lacking nothing." Now, the key here, what I believe God is saying about 2021 for me and for us, is that you and I, this year, it's vital for us to grow in the area of patience. Patience with God, patience with one another, patience in our circumstances, patience especially in the midst of our trials. He says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith, it's working for you. So we have to have the confidence and faith and trust in God that if God has allowed us to go through a trial, something beyond our control, nothing that necessarily we caused, we're going through a trial, and it was one of those things we wish God would just take it away, but he's allowing us to go through. We have to know with the confidence that God is taking this thing and making it work for us, not against us. So we need to cooperate. See, we have a part we play in this. And so patience is absolutely vital for our spiritual maturity. In fact, without patience, you will never mature to the level where God wants you to go. It is one of the most obvious signs of spiritual maturity is when people have patience. I can tell when people have been with God, they've been in God's presence, they have patience. Patience with themselves, patience with others, patience when things don't go their way. When people have been in the presence of God, they're not easily irritated. They're not restless. They're not anxious. They just seem to have a special patience about life. Whatever comes their way, no problem. God and I will handle it. It's also true that one of the most obvious signs of spiritual immaturity is a lack of patience. So when people are manifesting, or we are manifesting, a lack of patience in our life, it's obvious that we are still at a spiritual immaturity stage, that we can't be very useful to God like this. We've got to grow up. If you've ever been on a long car trip and you had children in the back seat, you know the question they always ask you, come on, you know it. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? And they do that because they're young and they don't have the patience matured yet to know that it's just going to take a while. Some things just take time to come together. It just takes time to get from point A to point B and so forth like that. Well, patience is like that for Christians as well. Christians who are not very patient with things are just not manifesting any maturity that they need to be in leadership, or they need to minister to other people. Now, we all lack patience and we all need to grow. I still need to grow a lot in patience. I know that myself. But I'm urging you to realize that in 2021, I believe the Lord is pointing out to us that he is up to something big all the time in our world. And he is arranging things in our world that's going to require us to exercise patience with him. We're going to have to trust him, even when it doesn't look like God's in control. He's in charge. And one of the great biblical examples in the Bible of people who didn't exercise patience with God and then messed up a lot of things in their life, and we're still paying the consequences for it today, was when Abraham and Sarah got in a hurry with a promise they had from God, and they thought they needed to help God out, and they created an Ishmael. And we suffer the consequences of them and their lack of patience to this very day. In fact, I know that any time that I get in a hurry, it's usually when I make a mistake. It's more accidents happen when people are in a hurry, or I forget things, or forget to communicate to somebody, or whatever. And I realize that I lacked the patience at that moment that I needed to act maturely. I remember one time talking to somebody who was complaining that they blamed God for their lack of patience. Why did God make me this way? I just don't have patience. I don't have the patience to do this or patience to do that. And I was able to correct him. I said, hold on a minute. You're saying, why did God make you that way? He didn't make you. He is making you. Even with the circumstances you're in right now, the trials you're in now, and the things that reveal you have a lack of patience, God is using that. If you'll let patience have its perfecting work in you, the patience that he put in you will grow. So God is in the process of making us. And one of the ways that he makes us is through the trials that he allows us to go through. So what God begins, we need to cooperate with him and allow him to finish. He's faithful to finish that. So God is in the process of taking us who are clay vessels and making us useful vessels. In the book of Timothy, it talks about in a house, there's all kinds of vessels. There's vessels that are for everyday common use, and then there's vessels for special purposes, like your special china that you pull out maybe during Thanksgiving or Christmas. You use it for special occasions, or special guests come to your house. You have special vessels for that. In the same way, in God's house, he has special vessels that have been set apart for special purposes. And it's not that they're better than anybody else. The key requirement to become a special vessel that God can use in special ways is patience. Patience with God. Patience with yourself. Patience with one another. It's a supernatural patience. And you play a part in this. The book of James in chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, the scriptures say there, let patience, speaking to us, let patience have its perfecting work in you, that you may be perfect or mature, that you may be entire. That's a word that means whole, means complete, means all your parts are coming together and working for you. Even your trials are working for you. Even your past, the good, bad, and ugly, is somehow working together for good if you allow God to be in charge and you practice patience. And then I love this verse in verse 3 because it reveals that we have inside information most of the world does not know. Our trials work for us. They don't work against us. And if we really believe that, it's going to change your attitude right now toward the trial that you're in right now. You're going to rest. You're going to go, wait a minute. Why am I so anxious? Why am I striving? If you do this, look in verse 3. In verse 3 in James chapter 1, it says this. Knowing this, you, because you know this, since you know this is going on, now you can let patience, which is already implanted in you, imparted in you, the day you became born again, all the fruit of the Spirit in seed form was planted in your spirit. 2 Peter says, everything for life and godliness has been put inside you. 2 Peter or 1 Peter, it's one of those, chapter 1. And so now, all you have to do, according to James, is let patience have her perfecting work in you. This word patience actually could be translated the word endurance. It's the word in Greek, hupomone, two words that come together. It means to stay under the pressure, to not prematurely try to get out of something, but endure maybe endure some people, maybe endure some circumstances, maybe endure some hardship. And so God is saying, if you'll stay there, not try to get out of it, and let me work something in you, then you're going to let patience work in you, and it's going to mature you and bring you to a level of use. Well, I have higher purposes and higher uses for you, but you've got to pass this test, and you've got to let patience grow and mature you at this point, and make you mature, and make you to the point where you know you're not lacking anything at all. Now, I want to speak directly to somebody right now who's watching this. Maybe someone shared this on their Facebook and you come across it and you just happen to listen to me for a moment. This is God's Spirit drawing you, and He's trying to help you and probably stop something terrible happening in your life by hearing this message. Now, someone watching this right now needs to stop praying a certain way. You need to stop praying a certain way. You need to stop praying, oh God, remove this trial from me. Oh God, take this thing away, stop this trouble, or make change this person, or whatever. Now, I know it may sound silly, but listen, instead you ought to pray this: God, make me strong enough to endure this thing as long as necessary. God, use this for my good. Help me to be patient in the process. Grow patience in me. Help me, Lord, to pass this test. Help me to be patient and become mature through this. You've allowed it. I'm here, and you and I together will get through it. Now, that's a whole different perspective than just praying to try to get out of something. Now you're praying to endure something, and you're asking God for the grace to do it, and He's ready to help you. The first thing that's going to change is your attitude. Your attitude about this trial is not going to be sour anymore. It's going to be pleasant, because now, knowing this, you know God's up to something good in your life, and it's going to help you grow to the next level of usefulness in the kingdom of God. So this thing is working for you. You thought it was working against you. It's actually working for you. So someone needs to stop that way of praying and change your prayer right now, and instantly your whole atmosphere and your whole attitude is going to change. So patience is vital. Vital to walk with God. It's vital to get to the next level spiritually, to mature like you're supposed to. I want to show you one other scripture, then I'm going to be done. In Luke chapter 8, verse 15. The scripture says it's about the seed, which is the word of God, being planted in people's hearts. And this particular heart is the good heart. When the word of God is planted in someone's heart who's good, then God will manifest all kinds of things through their life. And here's what it says in Luke 8:15. Look at this. It says, the seed on good ground are those who hear the word of God, and they keep it in an honest and good heart, and they bear fruit, listen, with patience. You will bear fruit from the word that God gives you with patience. As you go through the trial, as you endure, as you trust God, as you keep a good attitude, as you abide in faith, as you make your words agree with God, quit complaining, quit griping, quit whining, and start declaring that it's working for your good. Your trials are working for you, not against you. God is a good God. He's not a child abuser. God is a good God. He's allowing things to come in your life that are necessary trials so that you can get to the next level, so that God can use you at a much higher level than you are right now in 2021. He wants you to grow. He wants you to grow patience with Him. That's Luke 8:15. Take a look at that later. There was a man who was in Walmart, and he was in the checkout line, and in front of him was a father who had a young child, about 3 years old, a little toddler, and the little toddler was wired and busy and grabbing things and touching things and just all over the place. And the man was standing behind the father and the son. He heard the father say, "Now, Billy, calm down, be patient." And the little child would keep going. He'd say, "Now, Billy, we're going to be out of here in a minute, so just settle down, relax, don't get upset, don't get angry." And the man was really impressed with the man's patience with the child. So he tapped the man on the shoulder and he said, "Excuse me, sir." He said, I just couldn't help admire your patience with your son, Billy, there." And the father looked at him and said, "Sir, you don't understand what's going on. I'm Billy. Me." In other words, he wasn't talking to his little boy. He was talking to himself. He was growing patience in the midst of a trial. Maybe he had to talk himself down. Maybe he had to coach himself and mentor himself. And that's okay. You do whatever you have to do. But he was allowing God's patience to work in him. And you know what? The same thing is true for you this week. There's something going on in your life right now, some trial that you're dealing with, some difficulty. Don't try to get out of it prematurely. Trust God. Let patience grow in you. Let this thing work for you, not against you. Spend time with God and come out of this thing and go back into this trial with peace and patience. Let people be surprised that your attitude has changed. Let patience have its perfecting work in you so God can take you and make you a vessel unto honor in his house. He can use you for greater things because you have this patience with him. You trust him. I want to pray for you. But before I do, I want to remind you about Sunday. We start an early service at 8:30. This is a good time, folks, to invite your neighbors, invite your friends who don't go to church. Just invite them. If they say no, that's not going to hurt you, but just invite them. Said we have an 8:30 service coming Sunday. It's a one-hour service, and we'd love for you to come to our church and see what's going on. God's doing a great thing. You'd be surprised how God is working on people, and you won't realize it until you ask them. And they may say something like, "You know, I've been thinking about it. I need to get back going to church again." And there you are, making invitations. So God is using you to encourage people to come. But invite people. They're more likely to go to church the first part of the year in January because they make resolutions and they want to see change in their life. They're more likely to take an invitation to church if somebody would just ask them. So just ask. What's the worst that can happen? So not only that, but I want us to pray together about that. So I want to pray for you about patience and the trial you're going through right now. I want to pray about our church to grow and reach the harvest that's all around us, your neighbors, your friends, your coworkers, the people that are all around you. We're here to reach them with the gospel. And you're part of that. You're a harvester. And you've got to help us reach that harvest. But the first thing we do is we pray. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the gift of prayer. Never let us think, God, that prayer is ineffective. It is effective. And we thank you, God, for the harvest that you've given us. Thank you for the people watching this broadcast. We pray for, God, our harvest from the north, south, east, and west of Grace Tabernacle, that you'd help us bring in that harvest of people. We pray for this new service. We're stepping out of faith, God, believing you to bring in the harvest and help us, Lord, with this. Guide us and direct us to do it in a way that brings glory to your name and people to salvation in Christ. And now, Lord, I pray for the dear ones watching. I pray that this word of patience would sink deep into them and they would come to a place of settled rest in you. They would realize they don't need to get out of any trial. All they need to do is go through this thing, trusting you, and let patience mature them, perfect them. Thank you, God. I pray this now for my brothers and sisters. Encourage them in the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I look forward to seeing you Sunday. Until then, goodbye, everybody, and I pray you have a restful night's sleep.